Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox, from the TireRack.com Fox Studios.
We'll do it.
That's right. TireRack.com. They'll help you get there. They got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hell, we're going to have a great 3 hours for you, so keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. I am great. How are you?
I'm spectacular. What good. What a weekend in Motown, Chris Broussard. It was suitable for framing. Can I say that? I mean, had a sellout crowd at the Detroit House of Comedy. The performance was amazing. The
really?
Laughs I got, yes. I think I sent you guys just a little clip of a couple of jokes because, you know, you're not supposed to record in it.
Okay.
But it went
so
really, really well.
So how long were you on?
7 minutes.
How long was your set?
Okay. 7 minutes.
Okay.
And so many of my friends showed up to support. It was really, really fun. And my family was there. So for them to see me perform for the first time, that was cool. So I, you know, family, my best friend flew in. It was really cool. And then the party, Sporty Cuts on West 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers in Detroit.
Wow.
20th anniversary. And Chris, the party was lit. 300 people showed up to the ballroom at the Greektown Casino. Ate, drank, danced. It was a great night.
It was. Well, that's great, man. I'm glad it went well.
Really,
I could have been there, but it sounds like it.
You'll be at the 40th, okay? You're coming to the 40th.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'll still be alive at that time.
Oh, what about, so I'm going to be in a pine box? Is that what you're saying? I'll be there, but I'll be stiff. Rob's a stiff
we'll
dancer,
both be,
right?
We'll both be alive.
Yeah, right? God
but yes, that's good, man.
Let me say one other thing, okay? Is this on? Leave my game alone. Leave my game alone. And that's all I'm going to say, Chris, about the baseball playoffs over the weekend. Because pitch clock, and we want to get everybody out of here at 2 o'clock and 2 hours and this and that. And then I saw the Cleveland Guardians and the Tampa Bay Rays play a 15-inning, Chris, thriller. 1-0 walk-off home run. Great baseball. Not at any time did I say, oh, what time is it? How long is this game going? Because it was 1-0, and it was to move on, you know, if the Guardians right. won. So I love that, and the playoffs have been great, except for the Mets, but that's another story. All right.
We'll get to that. Yes. And I don't think the problem is with playoff baseball. And nobody's trying to rush playoff
yeah,
baseball.
No, I know, because they don't do all the dorky rules, putting a man on second and all that.
Right.
Just
right.
let it play out. I'm just saying, it was 15 innings, but it was fun to watch. It really was fun to watch.
I never missed it. So, all right, let's get this thing popping. We got a DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, you heard her just a few moments ago, Monsi Bolaños. All right, Rob, a lot of football to get to, and we will get to some baseball as well. But big day yesterday, and we got a big game tonight, the Chiefs and the Raiders. Raiders, let's see if they can continue their winning ways.
Got it's their a first big game for the Raiders.
Absolutely.
Like they need to win a game of this magnitude, really, to get their season on the right track. It really
no
is.
Doubt.
It's that,
they
it's
won
that big
tonight, and they're back. I mean, everybody's bungled up for the most right. part in the AFC, both conferences, to be honest. So if they won, which I don't think they will, but if they did, then they're right back in the mix. No question about it. But one team that is firmly in the mix, to a lot of people's surprise, the Dallas Cowboys, Rob. They now, after their 22-10 victory over the Rams in SoFi, have beaten the two teams that were in the playoffs last year. And that were in the Super Bowl last year. And they've done it without their starting quarterback, Cooper Rush. Now, Cooper Rush threw for 102 yards, Rob. They beat the
Rams. We said it wasn't him, though, Chris. That's what we were saying. Right. He doesn't make mistakes. Like, his numbers are not eye-popping, okay? Like,
right.
If
right.
you take a real look, it ain't about Cooper Rush. I'm not trying to rain on his
parade.
But he's,
like you said, he's not making mistakes.
Right.
He's playing smart. And when they've needed him to, he's been able to make a play or two. But you're right. I mean, it was about the run game. Tony Pollard broke a 57-yard touchdown. That actually, Rob, was their only offensive touchdown.
Right.
And then that defense is legit. And, Rob, I'm going to say this. You and I both picked Dallas to win the NFC East. We didn't expect much from them, though, overall. But we thought they'd win that division.
No, because because of just the way we had some issues with the offense. And they're not
right.
steamrolling anybody, but they're winning. But we did have issues with the offense, not so much yep. the defense.
I'm going to say this, though, Rob. I do think, even though there's no, in my view, there's no quarterback controversy, because clearly, as you said, Cooper's not, it's not like he's lighting the world on fire. He's winning, though, give him credit. But when Dak Prescott is healthy, he will take over the reins, as he should. But I wouldn't play him this Sunday. I would let Cooper play, let Dak get fully healthy, or, you know, as close as he can, and then come back. You got Detroit after Philly. You got Chicago after that. Should be able to get two good wins under your belt as you still work your way back fully. And then they can continue to roll, hopefully, if you're a Cowboys fan. But here's where the controversy jumps in for me, Rob. If Dak Prescott is the guy that Cowboys fans and have been telling us he is, and to be honest, that I thought he is, if he is, as most of the surveys and polls said in the preseason, a top 10 quarterback, if he is worth $40 million a year, Rob, then he should be able to get this Cowboys team, this year's Cowboys team, to the NFC title game at least for the first time in 27 years. And I say at least because if he, their defense, Rob, is Super Bowl caliber. Their defense is might be the best in the league, is right up there, top three at a minimum. But that defense, Rob, for the first time in 50 years, a Cowboys defense opened the season without allowing anyone to score 20 points or more. That includes Joe Burrow. That includes Tom Brady. It includes Matthew Stafford. So they haven't faced a bunch of chumps. And with that defense and the running game, thunder and lightning, Zeke isn't quite what he used to be, but he's a nice combo with Tony Pollard.
You're being nice.
Well, no, I mean, but he's, you know what, though? And look, yesterday, he could have, there were a few, I'm sure you saw, two or three plays where he kind of could have broken them for long runs. And somebody kind of got him with an arm tackle or something as he went through the hole. But he does, you know, he ran the ball hard. He chewed up some tough yardage, 5 yards here, 6 yards there. And Pollard is the big play guy. So I do think he serves some value still. But my point is this. With that defense, Rob, if you give them a supposedly top 10 quarterback, they should get to the NFC title game. And if he is playing well, then I think the only team that might be able to beat them in the NFC would be Tampa Bay if they get it going, because they got a very good defense too. They've obviously got Tom Brady. And as far as receivers, if Chris Godwin is healthy and, you know, Mike Evans stays healthy, they've got better receivers. But that's what I'm saying, Rob. This should be the year if Dak's that guy. And that's where I think the pressure comes on him, because we're seeing, forget all the Cooper Rush should take his job. That's ridiculous. But, Rob, they're beating supposedly top teams without a great play from the quarterback. If you give us a little offense, they should be able to do damage in the NFC.
Yeah, you're higher on them than I am. And I'm not there. I need a bigger sample size as this team with Dak. I hear what you're saying if you're just looking at the first few games and thinking that this will continue and they should make a run or whatever. I'm just not convinced. I'm not making excuses because I didn't think Joe Burrow played well. And I'm not saying that, I'm not giving it saying the defense didn't do anything, but he hadn't played well to start the season. So that's one game for me. Washington is another team I just don't take any stock in whatsoever. I know the Giants beat the Packers. I still have very little respect for the Giants. And I know the Cowboys beat them 23-16 in that game. This, by far, coming on the road is their best win. But let's be honest. And I'm not. They won the game. What, you know, the Rams are without their offensive line is ravished. They can't protect Matthew Stafford. I don't care who's the quarterback. And I'm not making excuses for him, Chris. But I don't care who you are. If you have a leaky offensive line like that that can't stop anybody, you're going to get sacked 8 times a week. You're not going to be able to play quarterback and do anything. I mean, that they had more holes than a golf course right there on that offensive line. So I'm not with you as far as I think the Cowboys are some juggernaut in the NFC, and once they get Dak back, there's no turning back. I'm not there yet, because I think Dak will also take way more chances than Cooper Rush is, who's not doing anything. You just said it. So there'll be chances for turnovers, interceptions. There'll be chances for a short field for the defense. This is just a totally different thing. Dak will not play this way. So I'm not buying the Cowboys as much as you are.
Yeah, he will make more turnovers than Cooper Rush. At least than Cooper Rush has so far, right? You would imagine if Cooper Rush keeps playing, he'll make some.
Right, because he's going to throw the ball, you know what I mean, and take more
he's
chances.
He's not the perfect quarterback. But you're going to score more. The Cowboys, Rob, have scored 3 offensive touchdowns the last 2 weeks. So my point is, no doubt, they're going to make more mistakes with Dak. But I think over the positive will override that. They're going to score more plays. Remember last year? Now, I don't want them to play like last year, and I think everybody sees that. They should not go back to last year flinging it all over the yard, right? Even though they led the league in points last year. Nope, that's not their formula.
But it was phony baloney, right? It was that.
The offense was legit, but fine. It didn't help out the defense. Like you said, a lot of the points came late.
Right.
And the bottom line is, you want to win no matter how many points you score. But I think they need to keep running the ball, and they need to be, not quite as vanilla offensively as they are now. There's a happy medium between what they did last year and what they're doing now with Cooper Rush. You know what I mean? Like, you can take some more chances, open up the playbook a little bit more, but it shouldn't be about Dak carrying them. Like they, these last few years, that's kind of been the story. Let's see if Dak can carry him. He can't. He's not Aaron Rodgers. I always say that. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. Not Lamar Jackson.
He's not.
But he can be a game manager and be able to make some plays, play smart. I think he's got intangibles. So if he's smart and they're smart, and like I said, to me, this is a test. Are you that guy? Are you that guy that can – because, Rob, the defense, you couldn't ask for much of a better defense.
No, I'm not.
And you got a running game, right? So let's see if he's that guy. Because there's – to me, Rob, this is my point. And the NFC, as you know, is weaker than it's been.
No doubt. No doubt.
So if he can't do it this year, when's he going to do it?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I just think it'll change the – you won't have a game manager – running a team, and hoping that you just got to hold the other team. Like Washington and some of these teams, 10 points, the Giants had 16. I mean, I'm giving them some credit, but I'm also just thinking things will change once Dak gets back. All right.
877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. 877-996-6369. I'm saying Dak Prescott, prove you're that guy and lead the Cowboys to the NFC title game for the first time in 27 years. Do you think he can do it? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a 3-time Manager of the Year and a 3-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing, folks, nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you will ever own, and it's backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Get a lifetime warranty and free home delivery, BigGreenEgg.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Can Dak Prescott lead the Cowboys to at least the Final Four, the NFC title game, or maybe a Super Bowl? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Ken in California. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ken?
Hey, Chris and hey, Rob.
How are you, Ken? What's up?
Happy Columbus Day, man.
It is a holiday today, isn't it?
I was wondering, because it was the train. I took the train from New York, and it wasn't many people on it.
Yeah, you know what it
was? We didn't get our
weird.
Mail today.
No mail,
it's Columbus Day. I had
it
no
is.
Idea. I was like,
I thought we don't even celebrate that anymore. Have we changed the name of it?
Well, they ought to call it Chris's Day, because Chris is right on about Dallas. I don't know what he thinks about the Super Bowl or winning an NFC Championship game, but, Rob, he hits and miss, but Rob's right on. Dallas is just going through the motions. They got a quarterback controversy they don't want to admit because they can win.
You really think this is a quarterback controversy?
Yeah, because you know what, Cooper Rush or whatever he's doing what any team with a lack of a throwing quarterback would do, run the ball, let your defense create opportunities to score. And
Why can't Dak do that and give them a little more offense?
Because Zach's a little high strung. He's getting all this money, and he wants to be in the top tier five because he wants to throw, and then run, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt, and then he's out. And then what? Then you go back to Cooper Rush.
I'll give you that. If that is Dak's attitude, and I'm not sure it is, but he's going to have an attitude adjustment. Because I agree with you. They should not be trying to outscore teams 35-30. But he can throw it a little more than Cooper Rush and still manage the game and let the run carry him. But we'll see.
Yep. All right. Yep. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it. It's Esteban in Orlando. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Esteban?
Hey, guys. Big-time Cowboys fan, and I have concerns about Dak. Now, Dak is talented. Don't get me wrong. But have you ever noticed he's a couple of games, he's looking like Dan Marino, then the next couple he can't complete a pass? And to me, it's very obvious. If you watch Cooper, you see how his passes are right in stride with the receiver, and they keep going, where Dak, they have to turn around behind, because Cooper likes to throw too open. Dak waits until open.
So you sound like you want Cooper to stay in.
Well, I'm just saying, if Dak can learn to throw a little more too open, or at least
answer my question.
I mean, look, answer he ain't going to learn that in the next 2 weeks.
What do you want? I know I'm asking you as a Cowboys
fan.
What do you want?
I think you're with me in that, Dak. I want to see Cooper play Philly. And I don't think they should bring back Dak for Philly. But
have you seen how good the receivers were? They're catching him in stride. With Dak, watch the next game when he quarterbacks again.
Yeah, but
I
hear what you're saying. But they're also playing very careful with Cooper. And they're playing a very basic vanilla offense. So I understand that. And Cooper has also had a few interceptions dropped or penalties, nullified him. So it's been a little good fortune for him, too.
It ain't totally right. A couple of situations could have turned things, and it didn't. Mike in Texas, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't think there's no quarterback controversy. But here's the thing, though. It's going to be up to Kellen Moore, McCarthy, going in and say, look, man, we just keep doing what we're doing. Run first and then pass. And then let Zach do his thing. But don't probably put it all on his shoulder and have him pass, passing first every single time. That's been the biggest problem.
I totally agree.
Zach has learned the hard way is that, just because you got to make a contract that means you're an elite quarterback. But he needs to get over the hump. He's got to take him further than, the first round. So
no, look, I'm with you. And look,
they should leave it like it is. But, it doesn't have to be plain vanilla, but just mix it up.
To Jerry's credit, Rob, it sounded crazy at the time, but he did come out before the season when Dak was healthy and say, look, we've got to ride the run game. Now, he said Zeke, and that if it was just Zeke, it would be crazy. But it's Zeke and Pollard. And I do think they have enough of a run game. The offensive line has been pretty good considering all the injuries and losses. So we'll see. I mean, Jerry was planting those seeds early, Rob. So they just got to stick to that when Dak gets back. All right.
I just wonder, just real quick, Chris, yes or no. You don't have to go into it. Do you think Dak will adjust his game when he comes back? That's what I want to ask. Or like the play
calling. I think they will. I think the play calling will be, more vanilla than it had been in the past with him, in the last few years. And I think he'll accept it. So that's what I think. I don't think he'll push back on it. Yeah. Rob, you talked about MLB. We will get into that next. And the Mets, weren't they rolling a few months ago?
Weren't they supposed to win another World Series?
My God.
Poopfest.
Now they're done.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And as Rob said at the top of the show, as you all know, there were MLB playoffs this weekend and some incredible, exciting games.
How about Toronto choking that one down, Chris? Up 8-1 in that game at home in Toronto.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was another one.
That was amazing. But speaking of amazing, apparently on your Inside the Parker podcast, you have some amazing picks. Here we go.
Tampa Bay and Cleveland in the first round in the American League. I'm going to go with Cleveland, Seattle, and Toronto. I'm picking Seattle in the National League. Phillies at St. Louis, San Diego at the Mets. I'm going to go with St. Louis in the first round, and I'm going to go with the Padres in an upset. I mean, the Mets choked down the division late in the season, and their star pitchers just have not pitched well. The Padres have pitching, so don't forget about that. There you go, Chris. Three out of four. I only got one wrong, right? The Phillies beat St. Louis.
Yep.
But the big one for me picking, I think the biggest one was probably picking Seattle. First time in the playoffs, right, in 21 years, and picking the Padres. And, Chris, before the season started, I picked the Padres and the Yankees to make it to the World Series. Of course, they're both in. But let's talk about what they did to the Mets.
Are you sticking with the Padres?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Padres. I think they beat the Dodgers. I really do, Chris. And
well, they're hot from right now, that's for sure.
And they have pitching. And I know people are going to say, oh, you can't blame the Mets. You know, like the Padres, Yu Darvish was great, Chris. 7 innings, 1 run in game one, right? Beat Scherzer. Yep. And then last night, they got a great performance from Joe Musgrove, who, Chris, allowed just one hit in 7 innings of work. It was the best performance of anyone who pitched in a winner-take-all series decider. No one had ever given up, two hits or less in a must-win, series decision game. And Musgrove did it. And here's why I like the Padres, too. Their four starters, all of them have pitched, Chris, in the World Series. So they're veteran starters. They've been on the big stage.
Right.
They've been able to have that kind of success without being afraid of it. And they have a bullpen. And Josh Hader, who they've gotten straightened out. You remember how good he was before, Chris. He was messed up in Milwaukee. That's why they got rid of him. But he's gotten straightened out. Yep. Against the Mets in that series, the bullpen only pitched 8 1/3 innings, Chris, in 3 games. That's not your typical baseball. They go through 3-4 relievers every night.
Right.
So their bullpen is rested. Hader's good. And for the Dodgers, I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. I know how good the Dodgers are. They won, 110 games, right? They're good. But their pitching is an issue. Their pitching is an issue. After you get to the first two starters, and remember.
Even Kershaw. I mean, when Kershaw's, he was at his best, he had issues in the postseason.
And, Chris, he started this season as the fourth starter for a reason. Yep. And now he's pushed all the way up to number two. After you get past those two guys, I think it's a question mark. And remember, they don't have a closer because Craig Kimbrel has been assigned to mop-up duty, so they're going to do it by committee. So they don't have – and you know how important it is to have a guy to close out the ninth inning. I mean
– right, absolutely.
So I think the Dodgers are in trouble.
Wow. Hey, what'd you think of searching Musgrove's ears? Buck Showalter.
Yeah, that was, I mean.
His ears were shiny.
No, they were, and they were red. They were, Chris. They looked red.
I'm shocked they didn't find anything. You saw what Andrew McCutchen tweeted.
Yeah, I saw that, and that was interesting because he played with Musgrove in Pittsburgh.
I think he meant icy hot instead of red hot.
That's what I think he meant, too. I think that's what he meant. And I get it if it makes you focus more. But if you're the Mets, you're going to try anything, Chris. They couldn't hit the guy. They got one hit.
No, they couldn't touch him.
So they were like, what's going on, man? We cannot hit this guy at all. But he's been lights out during the in his last four or five starts for the Padres.
So what's your take on the Mets? I mean, you know New York is going crazy.
Oh, I know. They're killing them, right? I mean, they got to be getting killed.
Yeah. And rightly so.
They won 101 games, Chris. They have a good team. When you have Scherzer and DeGrom at the top of your rotation.
Scherzer killed them.
Scherzer didn't show up. And that hurts when you're paying a guy, what, $45 million?
Right.
Because that's why you get him is the pitch in the playoffs.
Yep.
In a game like that. That was game one at Citi Field, and he gets hammered. 7-1, a loss. And that turned the whole thing around. DeGrom at least pitched well. Got them 1-1, but they lose 6-0 last night, and they weren't in that game. That was a
– No.
They were dominated. Yeah.
But, yeah, the Padres look good. Machado is hitting the ball really well, as a lot of them are. So they look good, man. They look good. We'll see. And you still got the Yankees in the AL.
Yeah, I'd like the Yankees in this series. I think Cleveland's going to put up a fight. Chris, a young team. The youngest team in baseball, but I still like the Yankees against them in a five-game series. This is going to be interesting. I like that the Mariners are in there. I love that there's some new blood, you know, like new teams.
Right.
So it's going to be fun. The first round was good. It really was, and we'll see as we go to the
second.
Well,
I like the, you know, the 2 out of 3.
That was good in the first. And look, the Mets had all three games in New York and lost. And so did Toronto had the first two games, right, in Seattle and lost.
Yep.
Against Seattle and lost. And no so excuses. Did and so did St. Louis. They had the games there, and Philly beat them.
Right. All right. Well, it's football tonight. No baseball. You got Kansas City and the Raiders. We will preview that next, but also Shekel City. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City.
I'm a woman.
The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Shekel City, you know, not much is going on yet. You know, all we got is a football game tonight. Kind of weird, right? This time of year.
I'm watching a preseason basketball game, Cleveland, Philadelphia.
Yeah, we don't really have much happening. Big football game. I mean, it should be obvious, right, that the Chiefs 3-1 playing at home, the Raiders 1-3. Rob G., are you listening? I know the Raiders are getting 7. So, Chris, I'm going to tell you straight up. This is my only bet of the night, the best bet. I am taking the Raiders +7.
Wow.
I think they have way more to play for, like, their entire season. And sometimes these are games I see where it shouldn't be. It should be a runaway. It should be a runaway. Two touchdown game. I'm going to not only pick the Raiders to cover, I'm going to pick the upset that the Raiders go into Kansas City and win. Rob G., did you faint?
I'm passed out in the studio right now.
Am I too much on this or no?
Yes.
I'm asking you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Yes.
This season counts on tonight. No? You don't think so? I'm asking you.
You're asking me or Chris?
I'm asking
you. They're overmatched.
You're the Raiders.
I don't care if they facing the guillotine if they lose. They're not as good.
I agree with everything that you said, Rob. The problem is Patrick Mahomes owns the Raiders the same way that, like, Tom Brady owned the Jets.
They've never been Rodgers
owned
Chicago.
Yeah, it's that, you know, in 8 games, Patrick Mahomes is 7-1.
He did lose a game. I remember that. Wasn't that in 2020?
Yeah, he averages 318 yards per game across 8 games, 22 touchdowns, 3 picks. And as a team, the Chiefs have won each of those games by an average of 22 points.
Okay, so why is it a 7-point spread tonight?
Because these are not your your dad's Chiefs, you know, it's only been a couple of years.
That's exactly right. Yes.
But the thing is that Patrick Mahomes just owns us. So the only way we're going to win is if we score 40 points, and the Raiders have the talent to do so, but they just haven't unlocked it yet.
Okay, look, Chris, where are you? Chris got a double digit.
I got the Chiefs, but I think it'd be interesting, like, for the NFL, for our show, for my TV show, First Things, but like, it'd be fun if the Raiders won. So I'm with you. I'd love to see that, even though I like the Chiefs. And I like Patrick Mahomes. That, so it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, the Chiefs will cover the 7. They'll win by 8 or more.
I think so.
Okay.
You always prefer a close game, so I wouldn't mind seeing something. Here's the thing. The Chiefs got the big game with Buffalo coming up next weekend. That's biggest game in the NFL.
It'll be a trap game. You know that.
Right. But Buffalo looked awesome yesterday against what's left of the Steelers. Josh Allen threw for like 700 yards in the first half. It was ridiculous. And so I think that the Chiefs will want to come out and keep step, if you will, with the Bills. And I think they're going to come out. I think they'll be focused. But I hope it's a great game, Rob. And like I said, just for our purposes, interesting stuff to talk about, drama. It'd be great if you're right, or even if, because you picked the upset. So, yeah, it'd be great.
I'm picking the upset that they'll, you know, obviously it'd take the 7 points, but I'm picking that they need it more. I've seen these games sometimes where it just looks so obvious, Chris. Like yesterday, all the real gamblers, Chris, loaded up money on the Bills minus 14 against Pittsburgh, right? A first-time starter, you know, they're already struggling to score points. You knew it was going to be a mess out there. That was, I'm telling you, real gamblers won a lot of money yesterday. That's when you empty out your bank account and just say, they're going to beat them and beat them good. And they did. So that was an obvious one. And I just remember.
So you think this is obvious?
I just think that sometimes when something looks so obvious, it's the other way around. I think it looks obvious that Kansas City should win easily.
Well, the Raiders aren't a joke. I mean,
I know, but they haven't played that well.
Much better than their record.
No, I know. And I'm just saying.
And it's a division opponent.
And that's why it's not a 14-point spread. You know what I mean? Like, they're not that crazy. Now, that would be, if they gave the Raiders plus 14, Chris, everybody would run to Vegas. Like,
right.
You would take that, wouldn't you? You would even take 14. Like, they would lose, but not by more than 14. That would be 3 scores.
Well, Rob, I'm glad that you brought up the thing about, you know, real bettors, because I know that you gamble every day. Shekel City is the whole point of the segment.
Exactly.
And we get all of our odds from BetMGM and Lamar Mitchell, one of the best in the business. There's other spots out there, though, that I'm not going to plug, but, you know, online gambling houses where they got 7.5. So if you like the Raiders at 7, and 7 is one of those numbers, 7 and 3 are those tricky ones where it's kind of go either way. If you can get the hook at 7.5, I love the Raiders in that position.
So you like the 7.5.
Yeah,
then.
But as far as that's why Lamar Mitchell keeps building new properties is because he knows that 7 is one of those numbers that you can really, you know, lose your hat on.
It happens a lot. I mean, it's Chris, it happens so often. Where it's just that who was the other game? The Minnesota game.
Yep.
Right? That was 7. And the spread was 7.5. That was another one of those games. And it was a weird score. What was the score? 29 to 22, right?
Yep.
That's a weird score. Somebody missed an extra point. Something happened. So whenever I see a missed extra point or a blocked extra point early in the game, I already know there's some chicanery going on.
It feels like we've been seeing more this year.
Haven't you noticed
blocked extra points, missed extra points? Heck, in the Cincinnati Baltimore game, Evan McPherson almost missed that extra point yesterday. So went over the top of the goalpost.
Rob, to your point, Derek Carr 4-1 is his last 5 starts on Monday Night Football.
See,
so maybe
Chris,
there's something brewing.
I'm telling
in
you,
Vegas.
It's just like if Mahomes runs roughshod over them, Chris, I'll take my lumps tomorrow. But I'm just saying, it just feels like that to me. I didn't even know the Derek Carr stat. I did not know that stat.
So, Rob G, does that change your opinion?
I said 7.5. Give me the Raiders all day. Anything other than that, I'm not feeling.
But you don't think they're winning the game?
No.
All right, 2 hours left. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.